Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, a think tank started 23 years ago in 1998, has conducted dozens of exercises on simulated pandemics and bioweapons attacks, including Operation Dark Winter in 2001, where one of the main objectives was how to force vaccinate an uncooperative population. Atlantic Storm in 2005 addressed the logistics of mass vaccinations and military quarantines. Clade X in 2018 pushed for radical fast-tracking of vaccine production. Crimson Contagion was a massive exercise launched in January of 2019. It involved scores of organizations, public and private, from both the federal and state level. Crimson Contagion lasted for over half a year and was based on a severe pandemic that originated in China. On October 18th of 2019, Johns Hopkins partnered with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to sponsor Event 201, a simulation wherein an outbreak of a bat coronavirus kills 65 million people. The culmination of all these studies was published in November of 2019. The CSIS Commission on Strengthening America's Health Security urges the U.S. government to, quote, replace the cycle of crisis and complacency that has long plagued health security preparedness with a doctrine of continuous prevention, protection, and resilience. In other words, they're calling for the medical tyranny we are now seeing manifest around us. Signed by former military, big pharma, and U.S. representatives, the CSIS document calls for continuous rapid vaccines, while also warning that the vaccines may go wrong and start spreading more disease. And on that subject, what disease are we talking about? After a year of COVID-19, the numbers show us it is no more deadly than the common cold. And even the WHO admit that all the PCR tests from 2020 are meaningless. And they had the vaccine before the mysterious outbreak ever occurred. The agenda is now clearly about endless vaccinations for everyone. New mRNA vaccines that have never gone through human testing until now. The same controversial technology as the CRISPR tech, wherein one can easily splice human DNA and permanently modify it. They say the possibilities are endless.
So now we can target nearly any sequence in our own genetic code at will.
Jennifer Doudna, who won the Nobel Prize for CRISPR, tried calling for a worldwide moratorium on any clinical application of gene editing using CRISPR. But no one seemed to care. Not only does there seem to be zero regulation, but anyone can cheaply buy and learn what they need to online to permanently change the genome in practically any living creature.
Josiah Zahner, coming straight to you from my garage lab, and I want to talk to you about how to genetically engineer a human being.
The mRNA vaccine is based on CRISPR technology. China recently used CRISPR tech to genetically modify babies to be immune to HIV, and as a result, lessened their lifespans. Just like CSIS warned, it all may go wrong, and when it does, Big Pharma et al. Is free from any and all liability. The solution will be more gene-altering vaccinations until they finally get it right. Or not. Eventually, and certainly sooner rather than later, an unaltered natural human body will be considered a biohazard. And full control over the human genome will become the new normal. Without argument, we are now in the era of genetically modified humans. And while millions are gleefully lining up to get their experimental gene editing jab, others are being tagged like chattel. Vaccine passports, vaccine certificates, and freedom bracelets made by the same company that specializes in prison monitoring bracelets. And now we have a new think tank simulation, the SPARS pandemic, another outbreak and another vaccine, with warnings of the anti-vaccination movement. And don't forget the Rockefeller Foundation's Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, Lockstep, wherein they illustrate plans to use pandemics and big pharma to usher in a world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. Get ready for the next round, because without any opposition, this thing keeps going straight into the abyss. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.